Good morning to you too, sir. How are you doing?
I'm well. Last time I looked, you were full of bandages and clamps and sticks and Zimmer frames. In what state do you talk to us this morning?
I got a brace on my arm and my rib's still broken, but my elbow's all right.
How's that gone for you, generally?
Yeah, I mean, it always sucks having to cancel shows, and it sucks having broken arm and whatnot. But you know, by and large, I'm all right.
What's the implication of injuring yourself and the flow-on effect? Do a lot of people around you go, oh, for God's sake, here's what's going to have to happen now?
No, I don't think anyone complained. They got a paid month off.
What about you? You're handling it yourself all right?
Yeah, I think, you know, I'm trying to keep myself busy and do interviews, basically, and make the most of my time.
Fair enough, too. So, on tour, if you're injured, for example, do you have to not do things on tour? Are there rules and regulations around being on tour and what you can and can't do?
I don't ever really want to live my life like that, to be honest. So, no, I'm still going to ride a bicycle. I'm just, like, going to, you know, when you ride a bike, you're careful. So I'm just going to continue being careful, and sometimes freak accidents are going to happen.
Fair enough. Neil Diamond, the reason I asked the question, Neil Diamond once told me he loves horse riding with his wife, but he's not allowed to ride horses on tour just in case he falls off and the show's off.
Does he play? Isn't he just a singer?
Yes.
Or does he play an instrument?
I think he plays the guitar as well.
Right, okay, that makes sense.
Now, the song Perfect for your partner. How do you deal with that? How do you think about that? What's the thought process in going, I've got somebody, I'm in a relationship with somebody, shall I write about it? If I do, what shall I say? How does that all work?
Well, I write about all aspects of my life, so, you know, like, everything. So that doesn't really come into my head. I'm just constantly writing, and you always need new things to write about, basically.
And does it flow easily?
Yeah, now and then. Now, I mean, that song flowed a lot easier than others did, but yeah, they do flow well.
Work us through the process. Words first, lyrics first, then the beat or the music in the background, or other way around?
It's kind of like a little bit of both, or it can just work in different orders.
So it does make any difference?
Not really, no.
It just depends. Is this one inspired by, as they say, the wild night in Ibiza with James Blunt?
Yeah, it is. And yeah, when we were barefoot on the grass dancing to our favourite song, that was there.
So you and James were barefoot dancing?
Yes, me and James were barefoot dancing, and then I took him from... Yeah, I'm going to stop now, sorry.
How do you mean? Explain it.
You know, like, we're... He's obviously married, and I'm obviously in a relationship, so we try and keep our love pretty, you know... pretty private.
Is he having a good time in Ibiza?
He's currently on tour at the moment. He's on tour with Jamie Lawson in Europe, and they're having a good time, I think. Yeah.
And when big names get together, do you sit and talk? Do you talk about records and sales and inspiration and tours and stuff, or do you try and keep it away from the industry?
No, me and James usually just talk about how many people hate us.
No one hates you.
And console each other.
What is it with him? See, he's interesting, isn't it, in the sense he gives it all back. So he receives the hate but then gives it all back. Does he get some sort of inspiration off that?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think, you know, like, we're all human, and but I think me and him have a sense of humour, so we can kind of deflect it.
Has that changed at all? Have you changed fundamentally in any way since all of the success has come your way?
Of course I have, yeah, but I'm also 26, and I got successful when I was, like, just turning 20, and I think any 20-year-old to the age of 26 changes a lot, so I wouldn't attribute it to my success. I'd attribute it to me getting older.
So like, it's an age thing that anyone would go through. So what's happened to you hasn't overtly affected you, you don't think?
No, it's the same sort of thing I've seen happen to my friends. You know, you just care less and less about keeping in touch with people, and I think that's just a getting older thing, and, you know, yeah.
Are you enjoying the ride?
Yeah, I'm, you know, I don't really see it as a ride, because rides end, and I don't want it to end, so I'm enjoying my career.
Okay, and so do you have a plan for your career in that sense? Because it's, man, you write a lot of songs. It's so prolific.
Thank you, man. Well, I'm trying to make it not end, basically. I'm trying to do all I can to keep up.
What drives it, the writing in that sense? Because you would write more than anybody else, wouldn't you?
I enjoy it. I probably, you know, I treat writing as my hobby. So when I'm not doing this sort of stuff, I would be writing a song.
And so that's just as simple as that. That's what you do. You put it out, and that's your plan.
Pretty much, yeah. And yeah, I music is my hobby. I love playing shows. I love writing songs, and I just do it in my spare time as well as my work time.
What about the touring thing? You love that still?
Yeah, of course. It's awesome.
Well, when you say of course, we had Adele here, and that was the end of a tour. She says, I may never tour again. And so, you know, touring's an arduous business for some people.
Yeah, but, it's different strokes for different folks. Like, I am a touring musician. I started my life on a pub circuit and played two or three shows a night for 4 or 5 years and then played one show a night since then. So, like, I love it. I love it. It's why I'm in the industry. But Adele might just love writing songs and recording, like, and playing one show a year. But I was, like, born a road dog, and, like, I just love it.
And do you, does it get easier? The more successful you are, you know a crowd's turning up for a start, so you know you're going to get paid. That's got to help.
Yeah, I mean, the bigger the show gets, the less you work, basically. You know, I was doing, like, 250 shows a year, and now I'm doing 150 shows a year, and next year I'm doing 100 shows. So, like, but I'm playing to more people. You know, next year I think we're playing to almost 4 million people, and that's just playing a load of stadiums.
Isn't that amazing though?
Yeah, it's great.
Blow your mind?
Yeah, I never expected to be this successful, but also I don't want to ever think that it's happened by accident.
If it went away, would it bother you?
No, because I think when it goes away, it's going to be by choice. I think if it went away because someone took it from me, it would bother me. But I think if it went away because I was like, right, I'm going to have some children now and I'm going to focus all my time on bringing them up, I think I could deal with that.
And then you would make a comeback or no?
Well, no, because I don't ever think if I went away, it would be like, I'm done. I think it would just be like, I'm going to have kids. So a comeback wouldn't be a comeback. It would just be like, right, I'm going to tour again now. Like, it wouldn't be like this grand thing of like, he hasn't toured in 20 years and now it would just be like, right, he's like, and I'd still tour, but I just wouldn't do 100 shows a year or 200 shows a year. I'd play like 30.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd play like maybe like one a week or something.
Are you announcing you're having children now?
No, but I'm just saying, like, no, if my career were to be put on ice, that would be the reason.
So how do you reckon it'll all evolve when, I mean, you'll be touring, I mentioned the old line, you reckon you'll be touring when you're 70?
No. But I'll be playing shows when I'm 70. Touring and playing shows are two separate things. Touring is like, you know, on a bus and you're playing a gig like every 2 or 3 days. Whereas, you know, just playing shows. Something like Eric Clapton goes out twice a year and he'll play like 6 shows.
Yeah.
That's what I want to be doing.
That's ideal. And are you going to go out with the new material still? Because you're coming to a point now where you've got so much material you can't play it all in a show.
Well, I think, you know, my show at the moment is like 80% hits and then 20% of songs on the new album. So I think the more and more hit songs that I have, the more the set list just becomes that. You know, if you go and see a Coldplay song, then they don't really play any new songs. It's just all the songs that people are big fans of.
Have you got sick of any of those songs yet? Because you think of a guy at 70, Neil Diamond, how many times has he played Cherry Cherry and Sweet Caroline?
You really like Neil Diamond.
No,
you?
I don't. It's just I'm working a theme.
I think, you know, every time I've got sick of a song, I just take it out the set list and replace it with another song, and no one seems to notice.
Like, seriously?
There are a couple of songs that were, you know, hit singles in countries, but I haven't played them in years, and no one's noticed because they're replaced with songs that they like.
I love it. You're looking forward to New Zealand? You know? I know this is a cliche pro tourism question, but are you looking forward to New Zealand?
Absolutely, yeah.
What bit?
Going to Wellington again. I didn't actually get to do all of the proper tourist stuff last time. The name escapes me, but it's the, oh God, what's it called?
What do you want to do?
It's like the huge fucking lake in the South Island.
Oh, what? Wakatipu, Queenstown, Wanaka, Cromwell, Alexandra.
A few lakes there, haven't you?
No, they're all around the same lake. It's a massive lake. Lake Wakatipu is the place you're thinking of.
Yeah, I think I was meant to go and do that last time, but it was all rained off. So I'd like to go and do that again.
Well, good on you. We look forward to seeing you. Appreciate your time very much.
Oh, and Milton Sounds, is it?
Milford Sounds. Oh, Milford Sound. Down the bottom. Milford. Oh, you can't go. Yeah, your friends Joseph Milford Sound. Get all around the bottom of the South Island. You can't miss that.
Yeah. So I really want to go there as well.
Look forward to seeing you. Appreciate your time very much.
Nice one, man. Thank you.